Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellows finally discovered they didn't need a poetic license to write verses for their new greeting card business, so they're forging ahead in this enterprise. However, they were forced to interrupt their poetic activities long enough to attend a first aid class today. And so as we look in on the little community, we find Mousie Gray in charge of the Jot'em Down store and library, as well as the Edwards and Gray Publishing Company. Cedric Weehunt, who is still having trouble with his love life, has just entered.
Oh, hello, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Mousie. Whereabouts are Mr. Long and Mr. Abner at?
Why, they went to some kind of a first aid class, they said, Cedric.
Oh, well, I reckon I better be going then.
Well, maybe I can help you, Cedric. See, they left me in charge of both the store and the publishing company. Did you want to get some greeting cards?
No, Mom, I just want to say goodbye, that's all.
Goodbye? Are you going someplace, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I'm going up in the hills and hermit myself, I think.
Hermit yourself? Well, what do you want to become a hermit for, Cedric?
Because I hate and despise Gomer Bates, that's why.
Gomer Bates? Is he still going with your girl, Clarabelle?
Yes, Mom. I hope I never see him or Clarabelle neither one again as long as I live. Hate and despise both of them.
Well, now, don't be too hasty and rash, Cedric. Why don't you have a nice long talk with Clarabelle?
She won't talk to me. Just hangs up the telephone receiver when I call her.
Well?
I bound you she'll be sorry when she finds out I went and hermited myself, though, I'll bet you.
Well, that won't win her back for you, though, Cedric. That'll just give Gomer all the more chance to take her places.
No, I don't care. I've already picked out a cave for myself, and I'm heading for it right now, too, I bet you.
Well, are you really going to live in a cave, Cedric, sleep there and everything?
Yes, Mom, I'm going to stay there all the time, I think.
Well,
except for meals. I'm coming home for my meals. Might sleep at home, too, if it gets too cold up there. Maybe I'll just be a daytime hermit.
Well, are you going to stay up there in between meals?
Yes, Mom. That is, if I have time. See, I have to come in town a couple of times a day.
Oh, to get your mail, huh?
Yes, Mom, and to play the pinball machine. I wish they'd made caves with pinball machines in them. That's what I wish.
Well, I think you're making a mistake, Cedric. I think that you should stay right here and fight for the woman you love.
There ain't no woman I love, though. I hate and despise her now.
Oh, no, you don't, Cedric. I can tell. You love Clarabelle. When a fella hates a girl, that's a sure sign that he's in love with her.
Sure enough.
Yes, it is, Cedric.
How do you know?
Oh, well, I know all that stuff, Cedric. See, I learned about life when I was an editor back in Iowa.
An editor?
Yes, sir.
I never knowed you was an editor.
Well, the Young Men's Saturday Afternoon Bicycle Group used to get out a little newspaper once a month, and I was editor of the Love Advice column.
Oh, well, that don't help me none.
Yes, it does, too, Cedric. Now, if you'll just wait till Lum and Abner come back, why, we'll go over to my house and read all the columns that I wrote, and maybe we can find a case just like yours in there.
Well, I can't wait, though. I got to get to my cave, I think.
Well, now, don't do that, Cedric. That's a mistake. Now, you just stay right here and be firm.
Be firm?
Why, yes, that's the first advice that I always gave a young man. Be firm. Be dominant. Show Clarabelle who the master is.
Master?
Yes, sir.
Who is the master?
Why, that's you, Cedric. Mm. And you've got to prove that to her. That's the way that you can win her back. Be a caveman type.
Well, that's what I'm aiming on doing, going to live in a cave.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean use caveman tactics, Cedric. Be rough with them like I am.
Use caveman what?
Tactics.
Well, I can't even say that.
Well, that's just to act like a caveman, Cedric. That's what that is.
Tactics.
Yeah, be rough with them. That's the way I am, Cedric.
Are you rough, Mr. Mousie?
Oh, I'm awful rough. See, that's how I won Gussie for my bride. You can do the same thing, Cedric.
Yeah, but I don't want to win Gussie.
Well, I mean that you can do the same thing with Clarabelle.
Oh, well, Clarabelle won't talk to me long enough to give me time to get rough and tell her who the master is or nothing.
Well,
use them tactics.
Well, you just have to be extra firm then, Cedric. Gussie wouldn't hardly talk to me at first. I tried my best to talk to her, and she just didn't want to have anything to do with me.
She never?
No, sir.
But sort of like Miss Clarabelle.
I didn't let that stop me, though, Cedric. I was dominant.
You was,
huh? I looked her right in the eye and said, "Woman, if you don't marry me, I'm going to beat you."
Did she sure enough say that to Miss Gushman?
Yes, sir. She just laughed and said that I was too little to beat her. Well, sir, that sort of made me mad, Cedric, and, well, the next thing I know, I raised my arm and struck her.
Did you actually hit her?
Yes, sir, I certainly did, Cedric.
What'd Miss Gussie do?
Well, the next thing I remember, she was picking me up off the floor, and then she kissed me.
Oh, kissed you?
Yeah. And now, she's Mrs. Llewellyn Snavely Gray.
I know you married her.
And a mighty fine housewife, too, Cedric. Seems just like a mother to me.
Well, that sounds like a good idea, Mr. Mousy, but I don't believe it'd work for me, though.
Well, why wouldn't it, Cedric?
Well, I don't think Clarabelle could pick me up. I'm too big.
Well, that's not the idea, Cedric.
I reckon I better just go up the cave and start Hermantin.
Well, now, wait, Cedric. You want to win Clarabelle back, don't you?
Well, yeah, I reckon I do, I reckon.
Well, now, here's how to do it. You just go over to her house.
I don't want to go over there, though. Gomer Bates is more likely there, and I hate and despise him.
Well, in that case, why, the first thing to do is just break down the door, Cedric. Walk over to that Gomer Bates and pick him up and take...
Gomer up?
Why, yes, sir. Pick him up and throw him right out of that house.
I thought Clarabelle was supposed to pick me up.
Well, no. You see, you've got that a little wrong, Cedric. See, after you throw Gomer out, why, then you pick Clarabelle up and throw her in a chair and say, "Woman, I love you. I'm the master."
Oh, I couldn't do that, Mr. Abner. Clarabelle would think I was tetched.
Why, no, she wouldn't, Cedric.
I might hurt her, though, and then she'd get mad, sure enough.
Well, yes, she would get mad. Of course, they always act that way, Cedric, but really, they like it, I'll tell you that.
They do, huh?
Yes, sir.
Women are sure silly, ain't they?
Oh, yes, they are, Cedric.
Well, I reckon I better get on up to my cave now. It's getting late.
Well, now, wait a minute, Cedric. Aren't you going over to Clarabelle's place and be dominant, like I said?
Well, I couldn't do that, Mr. Abner. I couldn't say none of that stuff. Or...
You tickle me, Cedric. You keep calling me Abner all the time. I don't look like him.
Oh, I thought I was talking to Mr. Abner.
No.
Where is Mr. Abner?
He's over at the first aid meeting, Cedric.
That's right. You told me that once.
Yes, that's where he is, Cedric.
I couldn't say none of that stuff or throw her in a chair or nothing.
Why, yes, you could, Cedric. It's easy to learn. Honest it is.
I ain't much of a hand at learning. I don't catch on to things very quick, seems like.
You don't?
I'm more the hermit type, I believe.
Well, Cedric, now, I'll be glad to teach you. I'll tell you what, you can try it out on me, Cedric. You can just make out like that I'm Clarabelle.
Oh, Clarabelle's bigger than you, though.
Well, that doesn't matter. Now, all you do is just pick me up and throw me into Lum's rocking chair over there and then say, "Woman, I love you. I'm the master."
Oh, Huston Shuckins.
Oh, now, come on, Cedric. If you expect to win Clarabelle, why, you've just got this to do, Cedric.
All right, but I don't think it'll do no good, though, I don't think. Is this how I pick you up?
Yes. Now, don't hold me so high in the air, though, Cedric. That's high enough.
Well,
now, that's high enough.
Here goes, into the chair.
Oh.
Woman, I love you. You're the master.
Oh, no, Cedric. That's not the way, Cedric.
Did I say it wrong?
Well, I don't know about that, but you threw me too hard, Cedric. Look there, you broke Lum's chair all to pieces.
I ain't supposed to do that, huh?
Why, no, of course not. Be firm, but gentle, Cedric.
Well, all right, I'll try it over again.
No, that's all right. You needn't bother, Cedric. Maybe you had better go and live in a cave after all.
No, I'm going to do this right. I'm bound and determined to learn it. I'll show that Gomer Bates a couple of things or two.
Well, wait a minute, Cedric. I don't think you're the type for this.
I believe I am. Sit still, Mr. Mouse, here. I can't hold it. Get hold of it.
Well, now, Cedric, don't pick me up. I can get up by myself.
Here we go, Mouse.
Now, Cedric, put me down. Now, please, Cedric,
I'll use Mr. Abner's chair this time.
Please put me down, Cedric.
Don't worry, Mouse. I'll get it right this time, I bet you. Here we go. Into the chair.
Oh.
Woman, I love you. Who is the master?
Oh, my wrist.
Oh, did I hurt your wrist?
Yeah, I'm afraid I sprained it, Cedric. I tried to catch myself there.
Too hard again, I reckon. I don't know what's the matter with me. Here, let's try it once more, Mr.
Well, howdy, Mel. I'll do everything. Well, for the land's sake, look at there, Lom.
Grannies, what's going on here anyway? Who broke them chairs?
Get up off the floor, Mousy.
Hello, Mr. Lom, Mr. Abner.
What you fellas been doing here, Cedric?
Well, Mr. Mousy's learned me how to be firm and domino and win back Clarabelle.
Yeah, but what's wrong with Mousy? Looks like he's hurt.
I am hurt, Abner.
Grannies, Abner, this looks like a good chance to use that first aid stuff we just been learning.
Yeah, lucky thing we went to that class today, Mousy.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you hurt?
It's my wrist, Abner. I think I've sprained it.
Sprained wrist, huh?
Yes, sir.
You see, we never taken up sprained wrist today, did we, Abner?
No, we never got that far. I reckon we would have to go back over to class, Lom.
No, we ain't got time to do that, silly.
Oh.
I never meant to hurt him none. It was his own idea. He told me to pick him up and throw him down.
Is that the way this happened, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
Well, here, I know that I know what we can do then. Here, Cedric, pick up Mouse again there.
Yes, Mom.
Well, what are we going to do, Abner?
Now, don't worry. I've got it all figured out. You ready, Cedric?
Yeah, what you want me to do now?
Now, throw him down again, and this time try to sprain his ankle. We know what to do for that.